Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The DNR admitted putting new rules on PFAS and water will have a significant economic impact on the state. That news was part of a public hearing at PFAS regulation last week. Ben Meyer has more.
Wisconsin is in the early steps of regulating PFAS, a family of chemicals with health hazards. At a scope statement hearing last week, Megan Williams, an environmental toxicologist with the DNR's Water Quality Bureau, said PFAS regulation wouldn't be cheap.
There are certain treatments that are pretty good at removing PFAS from wastewater, but there are costs associated with all of those treatments. And so we are expecting there to be significant economic impacts.
According to the DNR, it could cost $25 million to install proper drinking water treatment at some large city plants. But environmentalists like Carly Michaels of Clean Wisconsin indicated it's worth it.
They are harmful forever chemicals that build up in the body and environment over time. PFAS have serious known health effects and are already contaminating Wisconsin's waterways.
However, industry groups are concerned the scope of the DNR's regulation is too broad. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce said the agency should focus only on PFOS and PFOA, the two best-known PFAS compounds.
There are more than 4,000 of them. It's unclear to us which substances will ultimately be in the final rule or for which the department intends to regulate.
The Natural Resources Board will next consider the proposed scope statements this winter. If approved, PFAS rule drafting and review will happen next year and in 2021, and the rules will take effect in 2022. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
A series of bills will be introduced next legislative session to address Wisconsin's teacher shortage. Republican State Representative Mary Felskowski of Irma is behind the legislation, which would allow employees who are part of the Wisconsin retirement system to re-enter the workforce after they leave it. Its aim is to keep high-quality educators available after they retire. Felskowski says her approach will not solve the teacher shortage, but she calls it a step in the right direction. Right now, many school districts are having a difficult time finding licensed teachers. A recent meeting in Marshfield found advocates of redrawing Wisconsin voting maps optimistic they will eventually prevail. In 2011, Republicans redrew the congressional and legislative districts that Democrats said are unfair and set up the GOP to control the political process. Groups challenged the redistricting to the U.S. Supreme Court, which didn't take the case. Executive Director of advocacy group Common Cause of Wisconsin, Jay Heck, says the large Marshfield gathering saw that more people are concerned about the issue.
As little as 6 or 7 years ago, hardly anybody knew anything about this issue or why it was even important. And now it's on the radar screens, I think, of citizens all over the state because they understand that without elections with consequences, then they're not very responsive and things don't get done.
Advocates call the issue fair maps. What has been done is put incumbents of the opposite party into safe districts and split the districts so they favor one party. Heck says the Democrats have done the same thing in Illinois for years. He says bipartisanship goes out the window when gerrymandered districts occur because legislators don't have to listen to anyone who doesn't agree with them. A 25-year-old La Crosse man admits he had been drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana before he made a bomb threat aimed at police. Jared Cooper was taken into custody after making the call Sunday evening. He was traced to his home and a search warrant issued to seize the phone Cooper used. He told the person who answered the call there was a bomb in the building and every police officer would die. Searchers went through the building, found nothing. And state grants totaling $1.5 million will go toward creating drug courts in Door and Lafayette counties and give additional support to two more courts. Attorney General Josh Call made the announcement Monday. The money is in the current Wisconsin state budget. Parts of it will also expand treatment and diversion programs in seven more counties. State officials say the drug courts are a critical part of Wisconsin's criminal justice system. The forecast for the rest of the afternoon, look for skies to remain cloudy with a slight chance of a snow flurry, high near 34. Tonight, cloudy, low 29. Wednesday, cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. And Wednesday night, there's a 90% chance of maybe some snow changing over to rain with a low around 34. Then Thursday, rain and snow during the day, then snow likely, possibly mixed with freezing rain with a high near 37 degrees. And then chance of precipitation tapering off Thursday night. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.